You have arrived at the Chris Coe & Associates Finance and Investing Podcast with your host, me, Chris Coe, Wanaka-based investment advisor and avid share market investor. Today, we talk about New Zealand's recession, an ASX small cap with directors buying shares, 3D house printing, and US IPO Reddit. Starting in New Zealand, which has officially gone into recession, as gross domestic product, GDP, contracted in the final 3 months of last year. GDP fell a meagre 0.1% in the fourth quarter after declining 0.3% in the prior 3 months. The country is technically in a recession when there are two quarters of negative growth. The main drivers of the fourth quarter contraction were declines in manufacturing, retailing and machinery sales. The economy has been subdued for a while now, and now we are technically in a recession. The Reserve Bank may be inclined to bring forward rate cuts to stimulate the economy. Onto an ASX-listed small cap with company directors buying shares on market brings us to Count Limited, ASX code CUP, C-U-P. Count provides accounting, wealth and services to businesses and individual clients. Their on-market director trades in March with CEO Hugh Humphrey buying around $16,000 worth, Tim Martin buying around $17,000 worth, and Raymond Callaman buying around $157,000 worth of shares. Count has just completed an acquisition of financial services firm Diverger, and in February took a strategic 51% investment in Solutions Centric, a technical accounting, tax and self-managed super fund services provider. Revenue and profits are growing organically and through acquisitions, but integrating new businesses and increased debt brings more risk. Count trades on a single-digit price-to-earnings ratio of around 9 and provides a dividend yield of around 6.6%. Moving on to another ASX small cap I've always had my eye on, and that is Fast Brick Robotics, ASX code FBR. FBR is a purveyor of new bricklaying technology. Having new technology, or even a patent, is by no means a guarantee of success. Although FBR seems to have pretty good robot bricklayers, and was the first company to be able to lay bricks around corners. But after having been in business for a while now, they have not yet been able to commercialise on a large scale. American firm Icon has developed a 3D printing machine that's developed a new low-carbon building material that is squeezed out of a tube and then dries, enabling it to build new houses pretty easily and cheaply. While this may not be a blow to FBR, it does highlight the dangers of investing in rapidly changing industries. Moving on to rare earths, which despite the name are mostly not rare at all. Technically, rare earths are relatively plentiful in the Earth's crust, but are spread so thin, so being able to economically process large amounts of the raw ore in one place is rare, thus the name rare earths. Rare earths are used in many things from phones to weapons, and as China has a stranglehold on these minerals, the US want to counter this and are investing in Australian rare earths miners. Australian Strategic Materials Limited, ASX code ASM, received a non-binding and conditional letter of interest from the Export-Import Bank of the United States, which is the official export credit agency of the United States, to provide a debt funding package of up to Australian 920 odd million for the construction and execution phase of the Rare Earths and Critical Minerals Dubbo project. Besides gaining more access to rare earths, the idea is that the US companies will be used to supply services to the projects. Currently, China produces 60% of the world's rare earths, but processes nearly 90%. This means that it is importing rare earths from other countries and processing them, giving them a near monopoly, China a near monopoly on rare earths. Sticking with the US, an online forum Reddit, which listed on the US NASDAQ exchange last week, The price spiked 48% as Reddit is capitalizing on AI hype based on a US $60 million deal with Google to let it use Reddit's discussions to train Google's AI with large amounts of user-generated material. Although I don't know much about how artificial intelligence is trained, I'm not sure an online forum would be the best way to train AI, as it's random people anonymously posting about anything and everything. So it's also been a mixed bag for social media listings over the years. Facebook's obviously gone really well, but Snapchat and Pinterest have languished since listing, and Twitter didn't really do much before Elon Musk bought it and took it private. Well, that's it for today, and we will broadcast again next Wednesday. Take care, and remember, the behind every share code is a business.